the mouthpiece. Rosa's going to bring us our reading from Matthew 14, 21.
When Jesus heard what had happened, he withdrew by boat privately to a solitary place. Hearing of this, the crowds followed him on foot from the towns. When Jesus landed and saw a large crowd, he had compassion on them and healed those who were ill. As the evening approached, his disciples came to him and said, "This is a remote place and it's already getting late. Send the crowds away so that we can go into the village and buy themselves some food." Jesus replied, "They do not need to go away. You give them something to eat." "We have only 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish," they answered. "Bring them here to me," he said. And he told the people to sit down on the grass. And taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes, and looking up to heaven, he gave thanks and broke the loaves. Then he gave them to the disciples, and the disciples gave them to the people. They all ate and were satisfied. And the disciples picked up 12 baskets full of broken pieces that were left over. The number of those who ate was about 5,000 men, besides women and children.
What we think is impossible is possible. We become one with God. We can accept his forgiveness. We think this is impossible. It's not. We just come to the Lord and say sorry. This morning we're looking at a passage from Matthew 14, verses 13 to 21, which Rose has just read for us. Jesus had been travelling on the north side of the Sea of Galilee, ministering and healing all those who came to him. Near where he gave the Sermon on the Mount. I have been very fortunate because I've actually been there. I've seen the Mount. There is a little church with a cross right at the top. I'm not sure why, but it's one of the others that I've seen. Looking forth from Capernaum, you can actually see that Mount again, which is clearly visible. Jesus spent a lot of time ministering in this area. When he was told his second cousin John, the man who had baptized him, the man who had gone before him, the one who actually knew that Jesus was coming, had been killed in a terrible way. Jesus understandably was very upset. You think of it, the man who baptized you, the man who proclaimed you, was killed terribly. And Jesus wanted to go quite away quietly. He wanted to perhaps hide and just be very quiet and just be with his Father. So he jumped on a boat and he went from the north shore to the east shore. Now the east shore actually points to Jerusalem. Sorry, points to the Golan Heights. I did it right way around. But unfortunately, the people saw him. People who'd been ministering at those he was seeing ran around the lake. They could see the boat. It was actually Lake Galilee. It's not very big. You can see from end to end and side to side. And they ran round. And as he got off the boat, there they were, all waiting for him. Thousands of them. Now Jesus must have been, he was human as well as God, wasn't he? How would you feel if just lost somebody very close to you? A terrible death. Would we be able to carry on as normal? I wouldn't. I would want to be alone with my grief. To take in what had happened. I am human. Again, so was Jesus. He was as well as God. Now Jesus is somebody special. As we read, a large crowd gathered and Jesus would not walk away from them. He was special. The day progressed, many people were healed and Jesus spoke to them. The disciples, realizing it was getting very late, thinking of themselves as well as all the people there, asked Jesus to send the people away. We heard that in the reading, to buy food in the neighboring towns. What Jesus did next, we would think was impossible. He told them to feed the people, talking about 5,000 men, women, and children. So there must have been at least 10,000 people there, probably 15,000 plus, when you think of all the children and women there. And the food which was found was with a little boy. Can you imagine their faces, disciples? Feed all these people? With what? We've got no money. We only have 5 loaves and 2 fishes. What are you going to do with that? This food is not going to go very far, is it? Well, you can feed us. Talk about this crowd. This was Jesus. The disciples have witnessed many miracles recently. Why did they doubt him? He asked that the available food be brought to him, 5 loaves and 2 fishes. Looking up to heaven, he gave thanks and broke the bread and asked the disciples to distribute it. Where did it all come from? There was plenty for everybody. Baskets and baskets and baskets and baskets. It only started off with one. There was plenty for all. There was even some left. 12 basket loads was left. There's something else that was miraculous here. The fish. The fish he was given, the 2 fish, must have been cooked, wasn't it? Where did all these fish come from? How do they get cooked? They must have been cooked, otherwise they would have died of food poisoning, wouldn't they? You eat raw fish, you know what happens, especially from the Sea of Galilee, which isn't very clean, and I'm sure it wasn't very clean in those days either. So, the fish became cooked. A miracle. The impossible became possible. Jesus had performed another miracle. Does Jesus feed us? Does he? We just celebrated communion, where we partake of the Lord's Supper. Jesus commanded us to break bread with him. This again is so special. A special gift he has given us. Remember the communion reading. This is my body which I have given to you. This is my blood which I have shed for you. What else can Jesus do for us today? Firstly, we have to ask him. Do we ask him? Secondly, we have to believe that he is going to do something. Now, that's a difficult thing, isn't it? When we think of our lives today and the things that are going wrong, perhaps in our lives and going wrong in the world, we think, is Jesus going to do something? But Jesus said, if you've got faith, you can move mountains. We've got a little bit of faith. Things can happen. There's a blockage here, isn't there? Are we prepared to ask Jesus to do a miracle in our lives? Or do we leave somebody else to do it for us? If we expect for something to happen, we've got to do something about it ourselves. Don't leave it to somebody else all the time. If we have a prayer, pray it. Believe it. I believe it doesn't work like that when we expect other people to do it for us. Many times Jesus said to those he healed, your faith has made you whole. So how do we respond? Your faith has made you whole. But Jesus went up to people and sometimes he didn't even touch them. But because of their response to him, they were healed. In the past I've prayed for people and they've been healed. Or have been blessed with the baptism of the Holy Spirit, or they've come to the saving grace of Jesus as their Lord. I have seen and experienced many miracles. The impossible has become possible. My granddaughter, as you know, was born with terrible cancer called neuroblastoma. She died several times. The cancer filled her whole upper body, leaving very little room for her main organs. And I saw all this on the x-ray with big black mass, tiny baby, one big black mass. She was so tiny. In the end, the surgeons said, we've got to operate to try and get rid of this, trying to save her life. A few hours later, he came to see us as we were in the hospital waiting. The surgeon said, there has been a miracle. He actually said this. There has been a miracle. He said, I saw the x-rays. There was a massive cancer there. When I operated, there was a tiny cancer. It's all gone. He said, that last little bit I've taken away. He said, I knew that if she ever left this hospital, she would be blind. She'd be disabled. She wouldn't be able to walk. She'd be deaf. She wouldn't be able to have children because all the chemo and everything else that she's had. She has none of these. She's a perfectly healthy 36-year-old with 3 lovely children. Praise the Lord for that. Another miracle. I've been healed of stage 4 bowel cancer. I believe it was God had a purpose for me, and I believed because I had faith and didn't give it up, and people prayed for me. That was a miracle because I was only given 50-50. I'm still there. I'm not completely healthy, but I'm here and I'm happy because I know my Lord Jesus Christ is in my life. So here's a challenge to all of us. What does God have in store for you? Are things difficult? Are you ill? Are you having difficulty with your faith? Do you want to know Jesus better? Do you? Right. Now, several times I've stood here and said this, but I'm going to say it in a different way. Be brave. Come forward and we will pray for you. The elders of this church will gather together and pray for you according to the scriptures. Do it today. God has something very special for us. Normally when I ask if anybody would like prayer, nobody responds. Blank faces all round. Does that mean we all have perfect lives and don't need the touch of our Lord Jesus Christ? So if this has touched you, please come forward. If we pray for you, it's not us, it's the Lord Jesus Christ is touching your lives, not us. We are only the instruments. Not very long this morning, because it has gone 11:30. And there was a chap called Charles Wesley, I probably mentioned this to you before, that said, if you can't do a service within an hour, you're getting it wrong. So I've gone slightly over the hour and I've got it wrong, so I'm sorry. We're going to sing our last hymn, I'm the Bread of Life. And if you want prayer, please either put your hand up or come up, okay, as we sing, I am the Bread of Life. We thank you, Lord, that you're here with us today. We thank you, Lord, your arms are outstretched for those who answer to you. We thank you, Lord, for your Holy Spirit, which will fill us for those who ask. We thank you, your healing power is here for those who again ask. Please help us all to have a new faith in you. Help us to have a new life in you, Lord. We know we sin, we bless. Thank you, dear Father, for Jesus, in his wonderful